Welcome back, Nocturnal Journal. Casey, are you a canned heat fan?
I can't say
I am. Got to calm down from that interview. Yeah. That's old hippie music. But anyway, Casey Barb Connect, Director of Volunteer Services at Bernie's Book Bank. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being patient with our late Sox game and stuff.
Not a problem. Glad to be here.
So tell me about, I was telling you, I was at Printer's Row, and I went over to a booth, and I see these guys from, I actually bought a jersey, because you had these really nice hoodies, actually, of with the Chicago flag and Bernie's Book Bank. So talk about what Bernie's Book Bank is.
Sure. So we are a nonprofit, and basically our mission is to get books into the hands of children who need them. So there's a big problem in Chicagoland and all over our country where children don't have equal access to books that are theirs to keep that are reading level appropriate. So what we do is we collect books from the community, we make sure that they're age appropriate and high quality, and then we send them out to the kids who need them.
300,000 at-risk children?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And how do you define, talk about how the process works. How do you define at-risk children, and what type of books do they get? So take it a step-by-step thing.
Sure, absolutely. So we determine need by school districts who receive Title I funding primarily, and then we also distribute through WIC centers, so Women, Infant, Children centers, when they go in for their annual checkups. So we're getting them through the school districts primarily, and what we do is we collect books. They go through several different sort processes in our processing center, which is located in Lake Bluff, but we serve all of Chicagoland. And what we do is we look at the books, we make sure that they are really for a child who's between the ages of birth and 12.
Birth and 12, all right.
And then we make sure that they're high quality, they're not what we call overloved or in bad condition. And then they really get looked at, and, you know, is this a book for a preschool to first grader, a second or third grader, all the way up through sixth grade?
And kids are into the physical aspect of the book as opposed to devices and stuff like that. I mean, are physical books still on their radar?
Yes.
I guess it depends on the age group. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, you're not giving your kindergartner a tablet, really. I mean, maybe to learn how to read now, but these children, they need to have a physical book. It's really important, and studies show that you learn how to read better when you're actually holding a book.
What kind of books resonate with them? I saw my notes. You're a fan of the Harry Potter series.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right.
Why do you like Harry Potter?
Oh, it's such a perfect set of books for me. I think I read them right at the right age, and it really kind of triggered my love of reading on into middle school, where I think it's about hard to get somebody to maybe want to read those fun books these days. But the kids love it all. I mean, I've seen these amazing thank you notes specifically about Diary of a Wimpy Kid. The children love those. Yeah.
Yeah, my nephew, I remember when he was going, I don't have kids, but what age group does that resonate with?
That's about fourth and fifth grade.
Fourth and grade, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember he liked that book a lot.
Yeah.
So who is Bernie? When I bought the jersey, the hoodie, I was wondering, so I don't know, who's Bernie?
Sure, yeah. Bernie is our founder, Brian's father. So Bernie was a lot like the children we serve. He was the children of immigrants, coal miners, and he didn't have a lot of material wealth growing up. And so what he did have access to was books, though, and he was famous for saying he read his way to a better life. He ended up actually getting a PhD in reading education. And when he passed away, our founder, Brian, was working as a golf professional. And he really took a step back and was listening to all these wonderful things people were saying about his father and how he inspired them to learn and continue their education and search for this better life. And so Brian decided to work first as a reading paraprofessional in the school districts in the northern suburbs, and then thought, you know, I can really affect more children if I take one step back and really focus on book ownership throughout the city.
And Bernie was a local guy?
Bernie is from the East Coast.
East Coast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Brian moved to Chicago.
Brian moved to the Chicago area?
Yes.
And it started in 2009. The numbers I saw, 2009, you distributed over 12.7 million books?
Since 2009, we've actually now have updated numbers. We're just over 15 million books in 10 years.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
That's really amazing. So you're in charge of volunteers. So talk about some of the things volunteers do. We could point to a couple dates. August 26th to 30th, you're doing the Macy's thing.
That's right.
But talk about what volunteers mean to you and the role volunteers play in your organization.
Sure, sure. So we host thousands of volunteers a year. We could not distribute the over 3 million books that we distribute yearly without them. We count on them to do everything from bring in books when they come to volunteer to sorting through them, doing those processes that I was talking about earlier, you know, really looking at the age range, the condition, the level, and then actually packaging them up and getting them ready for distribution. And it's, I love my job because I get to work with people who are truly passionate about our mission every single day, even outside of our organization. So it's really exciting, and you never forget the wonderful thing that we're working on when you get to talk to these people every day.
August 26th to 30th, Macy's on State Street.
That's right. Yes, we're very excited to be hosting a pop-up volunteer location at the Macy's on State Street. We're going to have three sessions a day that week, and we'd love to see our local city people come out and support.
And they will be sorting, stickering, and bagging. I'm just reading off my notes.
That's right,
yeah, talk about what they will be doing.
Sure, yeah, so we're basically
and what time should they be there? And
Yeah, well, if they want to sign up for a session, they can contact me through our website, which is berniesbookbank.org. And basically, we're setting up a mini processing center. So it'll be all the same jobs that are available at our permanent Lake Bluff location, just in kind of a mini packaging up at the State Street location.
So I like, you know, the way my mind works. So you're all there at Macy's on State Street, mm-hmm. and you get all the books. How many books would you expect will be there?
Oh, we'll probably go through a couple dozen thousand. Yeah.
In those
mm-hmm.
4 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're all there. Then what happens? Do they go to the processing center?
Yes, so we will we'll bring them in. They'll do the processing up in the narcissist room at Macy's, and then the books will come back to our Lake Bluff location and get ready to be distributed during the school year.
Okay, you can hang around a little bit since we're running a little late, and I want to talk about how people can hook up with the organization and some things for the future.
Sounds great.
Okay, so don't go away on Nocturnal Journal on WGN.
Oh, I wonder who wrote the book of life.
Casey, you like my little book songs there?
I love it.
Pretty clever. You know? Casey Barb Connect, Director of Volunteer Services at Berney's Book Bank. What a great idea. I was writing on some of my notes there during the break. I was trying to envision, tell the listeners what it's like when, and every kid is different, but when a kid first gets a book, I mean, maybe some kids have never seen a book, maybe kids have never had a book given to them. Give us a visual picture of what it's like when a kid gets one of your books.
Sure, sure. It's very exciting, especially when it's clearly children who had never had books of their own. I had a kid come up to me once and said, I get to keep this?
Yeah.
I was like, absolutely, these are for you. And they're so grateful. They're so excited. We get hundreds of thank you notes in the mail, and it's so exciting to read from these children that didn't have the opportunity before and now can picture themselves going and doing and being things that they couldn't imagine before.
I bet there's other different themes that they respond to. We talked about Harry Potter, but I'm sure within the next year there's going to be tons of alligator books for kids. But you know, that story doesn't go away. But are there certain themes they respond to?
It really depends on the kid. You know, we got one letter once from a child who had low MAP scores, which is that standardized testing in Illinois schools. And they said, I traded all my books so that I had nonfiction books, and I'm so excited to work on my MAP scores. And then there are the other kids who go and they want The Diary of the Wimpy Kid or a superhero book or princesses. You know, it's all very exciting. But we definitely see some themes with the popular ones.
Yeah. Talk about your background. How'd you get involved in the organization?
Sure. So I'm from Lake County originally, which is where we're located. I went away to school. I studied human rights.
And you did?
Yeah. And then when I
Where'd you do that at?
The University of Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Big Hawkeye fan.
Yeah.
So when I came back to Illinois, I wanted to do something that mattered. And books have played a huge role in my life. It was always something that I was doing, reading all the time, trading with my friends, trying to start book clubs, things like that. And so it really seemed like the perfect marriage of you know, something that I loved, literacy, and then also making a difference in our community.
Were there books around the house? I mean, what'd your folks do? Were they...
Oh, yes. My mother is a teacher.
Yeah.
And yeah, my dad was involved in education for a while as well. It runs in our family for sure. There were always books around the house. I was always around people who were reading, and that is a huge predictor of success later in life. So we want to make sure that the children we serve are seeing that and being exposed to that as well.
Did you play sports?
I did. I played lacrosse. Yeah.
You're tall.
I am very tall.
How tall are you?
6'1".
Yeah, you're...
It takes people by surprise, yeah.
Rose tall too, right? Ro, yes, you ran
tall
track.
Girl society, let's get it.
Heck yeah.
Ro, you ran track, right?
I did. Yeah. I ran hurdles.
Yeah, and that was South Suburbs, right?
Yep, South Suburbs, Stanley Park.
All right, yeah.
I'm like the smallest guy on the show. Crazy. So talk about some of the other, before we wrap it up, talk about some of the other, you guys have a lot of clever volunteer options. Football Fridays. Now, maybe the next one's not till August 30th, but what happens at that?
That's right. Sure. So we're very excited to partner with the Chicago Bears for the NFL's 100th anniversary.
Yeah.
They're trying to serve 100 million minutes of fan volunteer time. And so we're partnering with the Chicago Bears to help them up their hours. We've got to beat the Packers in volunteer minutes for sure. So when people come in, every once in a while, we'll get a visit from Stanley the Bear.
Really? And
yes, it's very exciting. The kids love it. Actually, the grown men love it too, for sure. But we encourage people to come in their Bears gear, hang out with us, and then use the hashtag Bears Huddle for 100.
Okay, two questions. Where does this happen?
That's at our Lake Bluff location. You can see all the dates on our website, berniesbookbank.org, and you can sign up directly from the calendar.
And right you say compete with the Packers. Did they do something like this? Or
well,
what?
All NFL teams are doing it. So they're all competing against each other, and they need their fans to come out and support.
Now, do they all have different book bank? I mean, what do you mean?
Oh, no, it's just volunteer time in general. We're just
volunteer time in general.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got, you know, hundreds of volunteers that come in every month, so we're encouraging them to use the hashtag in our partnership with the Bears.
And what is the 50-hour club?
The 50-hour club is a wonderful group of dedicated people who have committed to serving at least 50 hours over the course of a 12-month period. So there are, you know, weekly volunteers. They come in all the time. They get an exclusive T-shirt and then milestone markers for every 50 hours that they serve.
So do you go to bookstores a lot?
Oh, I love bookstores.
You love bookstores?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
What are you reading now?
I am reading a book of essays right now called I Miss You When I Blink. It's very good so far.
Now, yeah. What's that about?
It's just about this woman's life. She was an author, and, you know, it's very interesting. Yeah.
So it is. So give us a wrap up again, how people can volunteer. I guess the next really public thing is that at Macy's on State Street, right?
Absolutely. Yep, that's a big thing. We also host 3 sessions a day, 6 days a week at our Lake Bluff location. So if you're in the area or want to take a trip up to visit us, we would love to have you. You can sign up directly from our website. There's an online calendar there to get involved with the Macy's event, which is on the week of the 26th of August. You can contact me. All my information is on our website as well. And then if you're just got some children's books you're looking to get rid of, we have a lot of book drop partners throughout the state. You can go onto our website. There's a little map. You can type in your zip code and it shows you the closest location.
Are there some like in the city and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're partnered with the Wintrust Bank. So
you can go to any of those locations.
Yeah. And drop off books
and
there.
How can people find those hoodies? Those are really sweet.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you can come to our location and pick one up. If you want us to send you a picture, we can send it to you in the mail as well. We'll figure it out for you.
The leading provider of quality books for at-risk children in the Chicagoland area.
Right.
What any type of books you reject? I mean, what won't you take?
Sure. So we don't distribute anything that's inappropriate for children who are 12 years old or younger.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sort out all of the adult books. We also distribute through the public school system, so we don't do anything that has religious content. And then we also don't do anything that you would need to buy extra material for. So those craft books and cookbooks and things like that, we want them to really be able to use it and not have to go buy other things if they don't have those resources.
Okay, well, it's such a great idea.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Casey Barb Connect, Director of Volunteer Services. I love Des Moines and Iowa City.
That's right. It's a great town.
Director of Volunteer Services. What's the bookstore there? Prairie Light.
That's right. Yeah, Prairie Lights.
Yeah. Director of Volunteer Services at Bernie's Book Bank. So thank you for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll be back with more after this on WGN.